A big investment in renewable energy from a company that's energy hungry.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Google spends a lot of energy operating all its server farms. Now the company's investing in an estimated $5 billion power transmission system off the East Coast with the goal of carrying energy from future offshore wind turbines to millions of mid-Atlantic homes. Reporter Janet Babin joins us live to tell us more. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Bill.
How big a project is this?
Well, according to Google's blog, this underwater transmission system is going to span 350 miles of coastline from New Jersey down to Virginia. And Google envisions that this system would deliver wind energy gathered off the coast from potential wind turbines through this underwater cable system to about 2 million homes. As you know, there's a lot of wind off most coasts, including the East Coast. But so far, there are no operating wind energy projects here. And Google says one of the barriers to harnessing that wind has been this lack of a transmission system. It's a lot of infrastructure to build. And so Google thinks this investment will remove that barrier and could actually increase wind energy construction along the East Coast.
Well, Janet, what about the barrier of some opposition to wind turbines near the coastline?
Yeah, they are kind of clunky, hulking structures, these turbines, and they can create lots of noise that can and they can sort of distract from the picturesque coastline. Mm-hmm. But Google says this transmission system would be far enough away from the coast to hopefully avoid those problems. The turbines could be built some 15 miles off the coast, and hopefully noise wouldn't be an issue and you'd barely be able to see them from the shoreline.
That's Janet Babin reporting live. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you, Bill.
The big pharmacy benefits company Express Scripts has rolled out a new program this week designed to predict who might stop taking their medicines and then contact those people before they stop. The company thinks this would be a money saver, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Express Scripts is applying behavioral science to healthcare. Bob Neese is the company's chief scientist. He says the pill skippers include those of us with kids at home.
Having a routine that you follow every day gets disrupted much more easily.
I'll say.
My 18-month-old twins have gleefully ripped my routine to shreds. Neese says everyone under age 45 is less likely to take their medicine. Express Scripts combs through prescriptions to find who skips refills. Then the company calls them or sends a text. Leighton Koo teaches health policy at George Washington University. He says insurers could save money.
This can help reduce the cost for things like being hospitalized, lots of visits to specialists.
Koo says the health care reform law outlaws lifetime limits on coverage, so insurers are especially interested in prevention. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. Stocks are sharply lower in Europe and Asia today. There are signs the Chinese government is taking steps to cool off its blazing economy. Later today, the U.S. Federal Reserve will say more about how it views the odds of a double-dip recession. Yesterday, in light Columbus Day holiday trading, all the major indices ended up real flat. S&P 500, NASDAQ, and the Dow Industrials pretty much ended where they started, with the Dow adding 3 points, closing at 11,010.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. By Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. And by Reputation Defender, protecting online privacy by monitoring the web and removing your personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com.
Voters in Maryland will decide next month whether to allow construction of a casino next to a shopping mall. Slot machines and shopping. Is that a good fit? We asked reporter Kathy Duchamp to check it out.
This is the Arundel Mills Mall. It's about halfway between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. Right now, this place is all about shopping. There are outlet stores galore. I'm looking at The Gap, American Eagle. But if developer Joe Weinberg gets his way, we'll be able to walk out the food court doors here, across a parking lot, and into a slots casino with 4,700 machines.
We would expect that the Arundel Mills facility will be one of the top grossing casinos anywhere in the country.
Weinberg is development chief for Baltimore-based Cordish Companies. He's convinced slots and shopping are a good combination. That's based on revenue from a casino and retail complex his company built in Florida. Weinberg expects the state of Maryland could net close to $500 million a year in tax revenue from a casino at the Arundel Mills Mall.
If you look at the average profile of the casino gambler, the average spend will be somewhere between $50 and $100 per visit, which is not too different than going to a movie and out for dinner.
But the mall casino mashup faces opposition.
I think there has to be a better place to put a casino where there are no families and residential homes around it.
The project is much too large to go into a mall parking lot.
That's a TV ad produced by a group fighting the plan. The campaign is mostly financed by owners of a horse racing track that's 10 miles away. They want a casino there. The owners wouldn't talk, but clearly stand to lose business if the mall casino project moves forward. Trip McCoy is an analyst with the firm Heller Gaming and Leisure. He says battles over where casinos belong will continue across the country.
More and more states are facing wider and wider budget deficits. So our expectation is that you're going to only see more and more proliferation.
The American Gaming Association reports as of today, 38 states have some form of casino gambling. I'm Kathy Duchamp for Marketplace.
And finally, there is a salon hair straightening treatment called the Brazilian Blowout. It costs $250, and apparently celebrities are fond of it. Recently, researchers said the product contains a lot of formaldehyde, to which the company responded, no, there's no formaldehyde, and later responded, well, maybe a little bit of formaldehyde. Some salons are offering overhead ventilation machines to cut down on the headaches, nosebleeds, burning eyes, and respiratory problems. Or experts recommend you just use a blow dryer and flat iron, or just have curly hair. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
Payday lenders charge sky-high interest rates, as you know, and so now banks are looking at whether they can make those quick low-dollar loans profitable.
We want to look at your income. We want to look at your expenses. We want to help you see why you're in this financial crisis.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Small loans that won't break the bank, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.